Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Banda. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Glenn Abbott. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Haney and he is out, Bando applying the tag. Grich moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Jackson steals third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Williams and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Abbott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of North. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gritch strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Abbott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Williams scores. Bellinger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Bumbry moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger scores. Bumbry moves to third. Coggins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque now playing first base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing left field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell bunts between the mound and first base. Odom scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Gritch moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The slide. Haney applies the tag. Williams is out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazualu pinch hits for Larry Haney. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Green moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. North moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. North scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Herb Washington pinch runs for Sal Bando. Grant Jackson now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Washington moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Orioles, 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy is walked intentionally. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Pat Bork. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Jackson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rudy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing third base. Tim Hosley now catching. Hazu Alou now playing left field. Joe Rudy now playing first base. Raleigh fingers no. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.